We're looking at the book of Ephesians, and we're seeing who our identity is in Christ, who we are in Christ. If I were to ask you, what is your identity? You may tell me many answers, but our identity does not come from a book. It doesn't come from social science. It doesn't come from what other people say or think of us. It doesn't even come by what we do, but our identity is in who we are in Christ Jesus. He made us, and He's the one who gives us our identity when we are born again. And Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus, the people who are faithful, the people who are consecrated unto Christ Jesus, and he begins to tell them their identity. And our identity is found in how He has blessed us. We said last week that He has made us holy. He has made us blameless. He has given us spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And today, in verse number 5, it says, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. This basically says that our destiny is predetermined. Our destiny is predetermined. Now, it doesn't mean that God looks at some people and say, you're going to be saved and you're not going to be saved. You're going to have all the blessings of the word, but you're not. The gospel will come to you, but it won't come to you. You will accept Jesus, but you won't. That's not what predestination means, because it would go against the word of God. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Some people think God chooses some, but He doesn't choose others. That's not Scripture. God chose all of us. The problem is, some of us didn't choose Him. In fact, God wants you today. I'm just going to take a moment, and I'll teach more about this tomorrow, but God is reaching you today. It doesn't matter what is in your past, what you've done, what you're bound up with, how many times you've tried. You don't try Jesus. You receive Jesus. You don't try the Word of God. You submit your life to it, and you will fail. We all do. You will make mistakes. We all have, and we'll continue to do so. But it's in Christ Jesus, the finished work of Calvary. For by grace you are saved through faith. It's not of you. It's not of your works. If it was, then you could be prideful. But it's a free gift of God through Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus today, ask Him into your life. He will come in and forgive you of your sins. You can be born again. In fact, in order to see the kingdom of heaven, in order to make it to the heaven, you must be born again. Not must be sprinkled, not must join a church, not must be a good person, but you must be born again, receiving Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life into your heart and life. If you don't know Jesus, ask Him in today. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. I surrender to You. I give my life to You. And if you do it, mean it from your heart, you can be saved today. We'll be back tomorrow right here on The Winning Life.